Public opinion and action matters, and nearly every day, someone is researching, polling, or surveying the financial world to see how investors feel, retirees plan, consumers spend, and savers think.
I'm busting with news.
That fact-finding can help you figure out where you fit in.
You are exactly the guy I want to talk to.
Or don't fit in with the rest of the financial world.
Maybe I'm not the guy you should be talking to.
So whether it's the latest academic research, analysis of investors, or poll of consumers, you'll benefit from hearing from experts behind the studies.
You say expert. I say geek.
As Money Life looks at what the
survey said.
Help you, I can't. Yeah.
Well, today, I won't say that it's a survey. It's really a white paper, and it's a very interesting white paper. And we're going to try to help you put it in context of something you hear me say on this show all the time. My guest is Amanda Tepper. She is Chief Executive Officer at Chestnut Advisory Group. And if you are not familiar with the firm, they are at chestnutadvisory.com. If you go to the Money Life Show recent and upcoming guest page, there will be a link not only to chestnutadvisory.com, but to the extended web address that will get you directly to the white paper that Chestnut Advisory Group has done that is looking at successful asset managers. They're getting their money not based entirely on performance, but based on other sorts of things. And it's funny because we say all the time that individual investors, unlike institutional investors, well, they always say it's not performance that makes me go to seek out a manager or a financial advisor, but then they wind up firing those advisors when performance doesn't meet their expectations. A little curious as to how that plays out with the pros. So I'm very pleased to say, Amanda Tepper, welcome to Money Life.
Thank you very much. It's nice to talk to you.
So we've got a situation where your white paper is looking at data that basically said it's not what we would necessarily expect from the institutions, where we would think it's all performance-driven. If it's not performance-driven, what are the factors that let the pros decide who they're going to put their money with?
It's actually the same factors as individual investors, and we break it down in a lot of detail in the paper, but it boils down to trust and understanding. Do you trust this person, and do you understand what they're doing with your money? And in fact, you can make a good analogy between the institutional and the retail side with a company that recently has been getting a lot of attention, and that's PIMCO. PIMCO raised a lot of money and kept a lot of money for a long time, not because of their performance. And in fact, one of the items in our survey that we conducted as part of our white paper, which we didn't put in the paper, is we asked all of the institutional investors who we surveyed to name one asset manager that they trusted the most. We did this survey back in April and May, and number one was PIMCO. That was after their CEO had left. But they trust PIMCO for reasons we can discuss if you like, and I think that's going to serve them very well on the institutional side as they weather this latest personnel crisis that they're dealing with.
Well, or we'll see whether they weather it, because, of course, they lost their co-CEO in Mohamed El-Erian, and then they lost Bill Gross, their other co-CEO, afterwards, and that's a more recent development. The question then becomes, are these folks being retained because, hey, we like them for those other reasons, or when does performance factor in, and when should performance factor in?
Performance is always a factor, but it is never, ever the factor. So the way it works on the institutional side is they'll be looking for a particular mandate. So if you're a big institution, you probably have somewhere between 25 and 100 different asset managers working for you, and they all have specific mandates that are all supposed to add up to doing whatever it is you want your portfolio to do. And when one of those slices opens up and you decide to shift performance, investment performance will be one of the things you screen for first. So you'll eliminate everyone who's horrible and everyone who's below average. Usually looking at a trailing, they will look at a three-year and a five-year average. But once you get past that, then they start meeting with them. It's someone they want to have a relationship with. It's someone they need to understand what they're actually doing with their money, and not just when they invest with you, but over the period of time they expect to be invested with you, which is usually 3 to 10 years. On average.
I'm curious, do you believe that the results are different now in light of what happened a few years back with Bernie Madoff? Because the bulk of his clients were institutional investors who had the trust and they had the confidence because, of course, he was running a Ponzi scheme, so it always looked like his returns were great and consistent, but they hadn't done the rest of the due diligence. So is there more there today that goes into developing that trust than there was a few years back?
Absolutely. You hit the nail on the head. That's 100% of the reason, and you can even pinpoint the timing, why it's changed. A lot of his investors were wealthy individuals, too, and that was back in the day when, from an asset manager perspective, all they had to do was put up good numbers and get a meeting with whoever the investor was. And the investor generally would take the attitude of, wow, I'm lucky to be in this room with this smart asset manager with big numbers. I don't understand a word they're saying. I don't know what they're doing, but look at those numbers. I want some of that.
Well, and
that is no longer the case. So that's one issue. The second issue, especially as you get into more hedge funds and alternative investments, is that 10 years ago, institutions actually weren't in it very much. And now they're in it in a much bigger way, and their standards of due diligence has always been higher, frankly.
What we learned about it also was, of course, that you had Madoff himself basically saying, if you questioned it, you don't need to be here. Since it's trust that matters, hopefully today folks are understanding that and doing a little more to build trust.
Amanda, that's exactly right.
Amanda, this has been great. Thanks so much for joining me on Money Life. I appreciate it. Hope we get a chance to do it again sometime.
Absolutely. Nice talking to you. Thanks.
Amanda Tepper is the Chief Executive Officer at Chestnut Advisory Group. If you want to learn more about the firm, it's chestnutadvisory.com. If you want to see the paper, it's chestnutadvisory.com, then /research-news. It's linked up at the Money Life Show recent and upcoming guest page. All right, we've reached the home stretch in the October 24th edition of Money Life. Up next, our second big interview of the day. This one, Gary Black, the Global Co-Chief Investment Officer for the Calamos Funds, Calamos Investments. He's coming up when Money Life continues right after this message.